There are a lot of things in Italy they must to change to, you know, to be...
Like what?
Well, you know, the Italian Federation take a decision to, you know, to be to build two teams that they play in the rubble, and, you know, they all the strengths and all the attention, they are focusing these two teams. But you have a lot of players, and especially an Italian local championship, there are no... not the good level, yeah. and much part of players now from Treviso this year, there are like 6-7 players of Treviso, they leave to go in Leicester, Sale, or going to play in another championship. So, you know, I think from a personal point of view that in Italy we must rebuild in our own championship, you know, with involve more teams and trying to, you know, have in terms of a project on in the medium long term to, you know, have a strong competition, because the problem now is, you know, is the most part of players, they have the opportunity to go in France and England, yeah. They go straight away, but if you want to, you know, build something, a good championship in Italy, I think it's important that the federation probably change the strategy.
So if you had your way, would you take the Italian clubs out of the Pro 12 and build a strong league in Italy?
But for me, I think it's going to be a good solution, even if definitely for the Italian players who stay in Italy, it's great to play the rubble because it's a good, really good competition. It's good to play the European Cup and stuff. But at the same time, you know, there are a lot of players in Treviso, Zibri that they don't play a lot, in the sense that you have like 40 players in Treviso, 40 players in Zibre, mm-hmm. and sometimes there are a lot of players, they don't have too many play time, yeah, so yeah. In the team.
And they can play for other clubs.
Yeah,
in Italy.
So probably it's better to, you know, to
spread the
players, yeah. Try to build a good champion, try to, you know, make the people, because even in Italy, the only moment that they in Italy talk about rugby and the people is really excited about rugby, it's the Six Nations. Yeah. Or no, test match of November. The rest of
but
the
not
year,
club. Yeah.
Not club. You see, sometimes Treviso play with 3,000 in Treviso. With I don't know public. Sometimes big matches against I don't know Leinster or Munster that are like 300,000 people, 400 Zebre, 200. So you know, yeah. You must build something that the people want to, and they don't wait for the Six Nations to yeah. go to see the best player around. They say, okay, this weekend I have Treviso against I don't know Rome or yeah. Treviso against Padua. So I go the weekend because I know in Treviso there are Castro Giovanni playing Treviso,
yeah,
good
yeah,
player
yeah.
there,
yeah.
Campanella player. Paris is too old. It's gonna be too old for my super.